Keith, firstly, no stranger to the Midlands.
No, I spent a big part of my youth here in, living in Solihull. And
very, Tudor Grange, I seem to.
Tudor Grange School, yeah, and before that, Sharman's Cross. Very fond memories. We lived in Alton, I think, part of Solihull, and yeah, very fond memories.
You've taken on a massive job here, both you, the chairman, the owner, and Roberto, after what we saw last year. Tell us what exactly where your role fits in as chief exec.
Well, I think there's a lot of pieces behind the scenes in a club this scale that have to be working forward in the same way that the squad does. Roberto's obviously going to handle the squad and move things forward, but I've got to make sure the club as a business operates effectively to support Roberto, and that we do everything we can to connect with the fans and make sure that they understand and see the club they love innovating and being at the forefront of things again rather than just stagnating.
So really, Dr. Zia, yourself, Roberto, inextricably linked then in terms of making Villa successful?
Absolutely. It's a team effort. We've already got off to a great start personally between us. And yes, I think things look very good for the future.
You know the game inside out. You've been in the Premier League before. The fans are contacting myself and other radio stations. The first thing they say is, how much have we got to spend on players?
Well, the key thing on that is, of course, Roberto has to look at the squad we've got right now. He has to decide which ones he wants to keep. And then we'll make decisions according to that. There are financial fair play rules in the Championship that are very different from the Premiership. But the chairman will support the manager as we need to create a very, very good team.
Because the leagues each year gets tougher to get out of, especially now with the new money in the Premier League. This year looks the toughest ever with the teams that have come down. And to be competitive, you know, it's going to take a few quid, I would think.
I think it will be a difficult league more than, as you say, more than ever. I think we're very aware of that. We will back the manager the best we possibly can. But it's up to Roberto to build a squad. And it isn't always the one that spent the most money in the Championship that have come up.
It was the best team, probably.
It's the one that builds the best team with the right spirit. And it isn't just a case of money, but we'll have resources, if required, to support the manager.
You looking forward to it?
I can't wait. I'm very excited about this. I understand the importance of the club to the fans and to the whole area. And so for me, it's a great honour.
Last year, more than any at this ever at this football club, a massive gap between the club and its fans. Massive gap. There's a lot of repair work needed there.
I think there is, but I think in one sense I'm lucky to be coming in right now, because I think with my personality and experience, I think we can help build those bridges, and the fans will see actions, not just words, and that's the important thing.
And when will you be ratified?
Hopefully tomorrow.